We've been told, or some people, I guess, have spread the word that it is wise and healthy to drink 8 glasses of water a day. I think that comes to about 2 liters of water per day.
That's about 2 liters. They're talking about 8 8-ounce glasses or 8 to 10-ounce glasses. So, yeah, you're looking at, half a gallon or more a day.
Yeah, and that's supposed to be healthy, but now a doctor who has written an article in the British Medical Journal is saying there really aren't that many benefits, and in some cases it might even be unhealthy to drink that much water.
That's right. They reviewed the evidence to date to look and actually find any articles that indicated that there was a specific quantity of water or volume of water that people must consume in order to maintain normal function. And in fact, they couldn't find anything. The studies that came out that they did find really showed that there is no benefit. There's no specific quantity of water that someone must drink in order to have normal physiological functions, that is kidney function, blood pressure, anything in the body. In fact, the common sense approach out of all of this is that if you're thirsty, you drink. If you're not thirsty, you don't have to drink. The only caveat
that's too complicated.
No kidding.
How am I ever going to keep track of that?
It's difficult, Mark, but I think you'll be able to manage.
Okay.
Yeah, and the only group of people really that need to be concerned about adequate fluid intake are either those that are unable to inform they have difficulty feeding themselves, for example, or infants that may be out in the sun or outside and they're not able to tell you that they're thirsty, but really, or the elderly that are on medications that are diuretics, for example, that increase water loss. Those are some of the individuals that may need some help with regards to having adequate fluid intake. But really, for most people, the idea that we have to drink this X amount of water, 8 glasses, really comes from special interests organizations that represent, in fact, manufacturers of bottled water.
Right.
And that's one of them is called hydration.
And why would they want us to drink more water?
Yeah, I really wonder about that.
But I've always wondered about that story for two reasons. Number one, if you go back historically, before there was bottled water, before there was water coming into a tap into your home, if you trace our roots back to our origin, we wouldn't be drinking that much water every day because we wouldn't be near the water all the time, right? So, how would we have survived? How would the species have survived originally without having constant access to water?
Well, that's it. That's why we have sensors in our body to tell us when we're thirsty. If you're not thirsty, don't drink. If you're thirsty, you drink. It's really not a complicated thing.
You went to medical school for a long time to be able to tell us that. If you're thirsty, get something to drink. but sometimes the answer is very simple. And the other thing that's worth pointing out is that you get water from more than just water. You get water from vegetables and fruits, right? You get
your body,
fluid from that.
Your body is very efficient in terms of trying to extract all the moisture and in fact, the water out of anything you eat. So fruits, vegetables, you will get the water out of that. Your body is designed to absorb as much as possible. In fact, your intestines, the large intestine is designed to absorb, extract 99% of all the water that goes through it. So you really have a mechanism in your body to conserve as much as possible. So really the idea that you have to drink, I think, is a means of selling a product as opposed to really providing any specific health benefit. And so just listen to your body. And if you're not thirsty, don't have to carry the bottle around. It's not...
Don't force yourself.
No, I know. Yeah. For myself, for example, I hardly drink during the day at all. There's nothing... some people get thirsty much more. They require more water. Others don't need as much, myself included. So you just don't bother. It's not going to cause you any harm.
Our top story today, doctor says, drink when you're thirsty. Thank you, Barry.
You're welcome, Mark.